One of the first people I met when I moved to Chattanooga was Mario Jefferson. I've known him now for 21 years, and I have watched God work in his life in many, many ways. Had the privilege of watching him to come to Christ, and now have the privilege of watching him baptize another one of his children. So that is a wonderful thing. And Mario, if you'll come on down with your daughter, Layla.
Today is a great moment for our family, my wife and I. This moment is just, it's unreal to be in a position to, you know, baptize one of your children. As parents, you always hope that your children, you know, find Christ and, you know, want to live for him. And as a young girl, Layla has been constantly over the last 2 years asking her mom and I about Christ and how she can live for him. The first story is interesting because we're riding in the car, and so she's in the back seat. She says, "Dad, didn't Christ die for our sins?" And, you know, I'm like, yeah, baby, he died for our sins. And she's like, "Then there's no need for you to spank me anymore because he's already died and took the penalty." And so at that moment, I'm dumbfounded. I'm like, now, how do I come back from that? So at that moment, that's when I knew that her mind was thinking about salvation. Her mind was thinking about what role Christ played in all our lives. You know, she talks about wanting to be in his family. You know, she like, "Dad, I want to be in his family." Tells her mom, "I want to be in his family." And that's just amazing for a six-year-old to feel that, to say those words. And so, you know, she's going to be baptized. And as a father, her mother, we're so proud of her. And this is just an amazing moment. So, Layla, you've accepted the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you want to be in his family, right?
Yes.
Well, isn't that just how it's supposed to be? You know, God wants us as parents and adults to have him first in our lives, to love him first, and then to love the things that he loves, which are other people around us. And he wants us to bring our children up to desire and want to know him because they've seen it. And it's just a wonderful thing to have your child, even at a small age, who's asking questions like that. And even though a couple years ago, because she wanted to be baptized a couple years ago and didn't feel like she was quite ready, as you heard that story. But what's amazing about it is that she does understand this, that because Christ died for her sins, she really is forgiven. And those sins are wiped away. And she might be translating it a little bit differently with Mario, but I think she's gained a couple of years of wisdom. But isn't it wonderful to know that even at that small age, she knows this: I do not want to live without Christ. I want to know the God that my mother and my father follow and have found. That's a wonderful thing. So let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for Layla. We're grateful that she has listened when you tugged on her heart. And we're thankful for Mario and Justine having talked with her and read the Bible with her and thought about how can they lead their child to Christ so that she's surrounded with that environment that when you tug on her heart, she doesn't just say, "No, no, 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 no," but she knows that you love her, and she knows that you are God and she wants to be in your family. And we thank you, Lord, that she is. That Christ died for her sins and he died so that she could be a part of your wonderful family. And we celebrate that and we're grateful. We thank you and we praise you. And we pray your hand will be on her and that you will guide her into wonderful, adventurous, meaningful things that bring glory to you all of her life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.